welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, your host, and today we are joined by Siavash Alamuti. Siavash, you're an Intel fellow and the CTO of the Mobility Wireless Group. Can you tell me the technologies that are under your purview?
Sure. The Mobile Wireless Group is the organization that is currently tasked with building wireless silicon for Intel. Our focus currently is on Wi-Fi and WiMAX silicon that gets embedded into our platforms. Within MWG, I also have an organization called Wireless Standards and Technologies, and we are focusing primarily on standardization activities on wireless.
What are the major challenges in mobile broadband connectivity today?
The big challenge right now is that there is no mobile broadband network that we can speak of. The closest that it comes is really Wi-Fi, ad hoc Wi-Fi networks that are out there. In order to provide mobile broadband connectivity to the consumer, you need a network with ubiquitous coverage that can give you megabits per second per user, and currently that network doesn't exist.
Now, Intel made a major investment in WiMAX recently. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
This was primarily to actually enable a mobile broadband network that can provide users with mobile internet connectivity wherever they are. So basically increasing the footprint of Wi-Fi and making connectivity completely ubiquitous to a user. So you can take a device and connect wherever you are.
And with the recent Centrino 2 products on the marketplace with the option for integrated WiMAX in the system, do we see that as the next phase of WiMAX?
Absolutely. The mobile WiMAX, first of all, we've completed the standardization sometimes in 2005, and we started sampling silicon to integrate it in the notebooks, and also we've been sampling other WiMAX chips for other platforms such as phones, and we've been doing that since last year in terms of getting it integrated, bringing it to market. We're just waiting for the networks to come up so that we can get the devices out in the market.
What makes WiMAX the right solution? And for users who are not intimately aware of WiMAX capabilities, how does WiMAX compare to Wi-Fi, and how do they fit together?
Really, WiMAX currently is the only available technology for mobile broadband connectivity. So in terms of user experience with internet connectivity, WiMAX would give you a completely transparent service. So the consumer wouldn't know. It would really look like a Wi-Fi service that they have combined with their cable and DSL at home. So it would give you a very transparent service in terms of use model. In terms of connectivity, right now with Wi-Fi, the users pay for the connectivity through their cable and DSL connections, and Wi-Fi, they just buy a device. They buy an AP, put it in their home, and they really don't pay anything on top of the cable DSL service. With WiMAX, they could purchase a mobile service, hopefully flat rate, so it would be completely transparent to them that way, and they'd be able to take a Wi-Fi-like connection wherever they are.
I know that there's been talk about deploying Wi-Fi and WiMAX to different environments like airplanes and things like that. Do you see that emerging as well?
Yes, although there's no talk of WiMAX on a plane right now, but I could envision that a few years from now that could become a reality. In terms of Wi-Fi access, those type of services have been available for a time now.
It sounds like this technology is really blossoming.
Absolutely, and we're going to see the real blossoming of the technology sometime in 2009.
Fantastic. As somebody who travels a lot, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Allison.